This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, there are 14 names on the ballot for Detroit mayor today, although one of the widely seen frontrunners doesn't have his name appear on the ballot. That, of course, would be former Detroit Medical Center CEO Mike Duggan, who is running a write-in campaign. But in the final weeks of the primary campaign, another man, a barber in Detroit, decided that he, too, would run a write-in campaign for mayor. His name, Mike Dudgeon or Dudgeon, depending on how you pronounce that name. But either way, it's spelled D-U-G-E-O-N. So this is an election where spelling really counts. Joining us now is Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Cindy.
So as I said, spelling counts. And explain why.
Well, because we have these two Duggins or Dudgeons or Duggins, both spelled differently, as you pointed out. There are also eight others who have filed the paperwork to be write-in candidates. Michigan law says you have to file an affidavit as a write-in candidate if you want any write-in votes for you to count. And, you know, we should also point out that there's another technical aspect of this. You've got to spell the name enough for it to be recognized. And in the case of the two Duggins, recognized as the specific Duggan that you want to vote for, you also have to fill in the bubble, like the old SAT test that we took when we were younger. Michigan uses optical scan equipment, so the machine actually uses that to process the ballot. That tells the optical scan machine that this is a write-in vote and needs to go to the tray in the machine where the write-in ballots go. And if you don't fill in the bubble, then the machine assumes that the voter skipped over that race.
So that's actually two variables, fill in the bubble and then the fact that folks might not know the exact spelling of which Mike they want, Mike Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N, or Mike the barber, the second Mike, Mike Dudgeon or Dudgeon or Duggan, D-U-G-E-O-N.
Right. So what will happen tonight after the polls close is the poll workers will pull out the tray of write-in ballots and they will write down the vote for every distinct spelling of each write-in candidate's name. Every possible iteration of the spelling of those names will each get a separate line in a form that is filled out by the poll workers. So we will see a listing of a number of votes for every single one of those spellings. And then starting tomorrow, it's up to the Wayne County Board of Canvassers to sort it out.
And the Wayne County Board of Canvassers is?
It is a bipartisan board, two Democrats, two Republicans. They are nominated by the political parties. It works on majority rule, but it takes at least one vote from each party to get anything done. So what they will do is they will examine every one of those write-in ballots that's got an alternative spelling and decide which Duggan, the D-U-G-G-A-N or the D-U-G-E-O-N, which Duggan gets which vote. Or if they just can't tell, if it's impossible to make a judgment, then they'll decide that that vote doesn't count at all.
Okay. So, Rick, the top two vote getters from today's primary go on to the mayoral general election in November. So let's just say that within the top two is one of these write-in candidates. But we might not know for some time if indeed there are enough votes spelled D-U-G-G-A-N. How long could it likely take before we know exactly who's in the top two?
Right. The best case scenario for Mike, D-U-G-G-A-N, is that enough people have gone in and spelled his name, at least his last name, exactly correct, filled in the bubble, that he makes it to the top two. That's the best case scenario for Mike Duggan. The worst case scenario is that there is a plethora of different spellings that need to be gone through, in which case each write-in will very likely be challenged and fought over. The Board of Canvassers has 2 weeks to do its job, but even after then, it's not an unlikely possibility that this could wind up in court.
You know, if anybody wrote all of this ahead of time and said, guess what we're all going to be talking about on primary day, D-U-G-G-A-N, D-U-G-E-O-N.
We would call that person a very confused personality.
There you go. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks so much, Rick.
Oh, as always, my pleasure.